Masechet Yitzchak says Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Mekubal ani mi Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka." I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka. I heard the following from my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka. Shesama mi Rabbo. The Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka heard the following from his Rebbe, Barabo mi Rabbo. And the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka heard from his Rebbe, Halacha Moshe mi Sinai. This goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu mi Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard the following when he was Mekabel the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu and Mount Sinai. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed him all the future generations and the leaders of the future generations. And he also told Moshe Rabbeinu about what would happen when Eliyahu comes to us with Lavo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shein Eliyahu balatame elatar, l'rachek ulakar. That when Eliyahu is Nizgala lost with Lavo, he will not be matame or matar. Meaning, if this mishpacha that we have a suffix, whether that mishpacha is tame or tar, meaning to say whether the amamzer mixed into that mishpacha or not, and it's also for the people that mishpacha to marry with, and Klai Yisrael, Eliyahu will not tell us whether the mishpacha is really tame or tar, and he also won't be marchik or makarid, meaning to say if there's a mishpacha that really is pasul, we think their kasher, Eliyahu will not announce their pasul and be marchik distance that mishpacha from marrying into Klai Yisrael, or if vice versa, if there's a mishpacha that we think is pasul, really their kasher, Eliyahu will not announce that they are kasher and be makarid that mishpacha and allow them to marry within Klai Yisrael. What Eliyahu will do, though, is he will distance the mishpacha that was brought close by force, meaning that the mishpacha was really puzzle, and people use strong-arm tactics to be makar that mishpacha and announce that they are kosher, or if vice versa, the mishpacha is really kosher and they were distanced by force, that people use strong-arm tactics to announce that the mishpacha is puzzle, Eliyahu will be makar that mishpacha. Now the Mishnah is giving us examples of mishpachas that were either distant or makarit by force. There was a mishpacha called Beit Sarif on the other side of the yarding, and a person named Ben Sion, who was a brute, and he distanced the mishpacha by force. He announced they were puzzle, even though they were kosher. There was another family in Avar Yarding, the Kirba Ben Sion Bidroa. They were really puzzle. And this same Ben Sion with Makar that Mishpacha by force, he announced they were kosher. Keep going, Elu. For example, these type of Mishpachas, that they were either distant or they were Nizkarit by force, Eliyahu ba l'tame l'tar l'rachek u'lakar. Eliyahu will come and be Matame or Matar that Mishpacha, or be Marchek or Makarit that Mishpacha. But a family that was not distant or Nizkarit by force, Eliyahu will not announce anything about those mishpachas. Rabbi Huda Aymer Lekarev Avalola Rachik. Rabbi Huda says when Eliyahu Nizgalu lost the logo, he will be Makarev mishpachas that were distanced by force, and he will announce that they are kosher, but he will not be Marachik mishpachas that were brought close by force, as even though they use strong arm tactics to be Makarev that mishpachas and announce that they are kosher, Eliyahu will not be Marachik those mishpachas lost the logo, as once people got used to the fact that they were kosher, he will not be Marachik them. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Lahashbo Samachlokas. Rabbi Shimon says, when Eliyahu comes L'Asa Lavo, he won't get involved in deciding which Mishpachas are kosher or puzzle. Instead, he will get involved in squaring out Machloksim between the Chachamim, as he will answer all the questions that the Chachamim had, so therefore there will be no more Machloket between the Chachamim. The Chachamim Oimerim Lo L'Rachek, Lo L'Kare. The Chachamim say, they agree with Rabbi Shimon that Eliyahu is not coming to be Marachet, or to be Makar of Mishpachos, Elalasos Shalom Ba'olon. The purpose of Eliyahu is to make peace in the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lechem et Eliyahu Hanavi. Behold, I will send you Eliyahu Hanavi, Beheshev Leib Avos Ha'abanim, who will bring back the heart of the fathers to the sons, Beleib Banim Ha'avosam, in the heart of the sons to the fathers. Now, the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, that understand that Eliyahu will come to be Marchik and to be Makar of Mishpachos, he learned this pasuk beheshev leiv avos abanim, meaning to say that he will announce which sons are meyuchas to which fathers. Rabbi Shimon, who said the purpose of Eliyahu is to square out machloksim and to answer up machloksim between the chachamim, he understands that the avos in this pasuk is referring to the chachamim, and the banim are referring to the talmidim of the chachamim. And the chachamim of this mishnah that say that the purpose of Eliyahu is to make shalom ba'olam, they understand the avos here are the manhigim, the people that lead Klai Yisrael, and the banim are those that follow, and he will make peace between them, that the manhigim, the leaders of Klai Yisrael, will lead Klai Yisrael properly and correctly, and the banim, those that are led, will show respect to the Abba, so therefore there will be Shalom Ba'olam.
Pesach Devar Zohar, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Lefnei Edam Shogayim Shlosha Yomim. Also, Laseis Belaseis Imar. 3 days before the religious holidays of the Goyim and the Surah Avodah Zohar, you're not allowed to do any business transaction with those Goyim. The reason being, as the Pasuk says, V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Tazkiru Lo Yishama Alpicha. And the Chachamim understand that the Pasuk is telling us, Lo Yishama Alpicha, do not do anything to cause that the name of the Avodah Zohar will be mentioned. And we're afraid that if you do business transaction with the Goyim before the religious holidays, they will go ahead and praise their Avodah Zohar, and you would be causing that the name of the Avodah Zohar would be mentioned. Lahashilan v'lishol mehem. So too, you're not allowed to lend an object to a guy that worships Avodah Zohar before his religious holidays, or to borrow objects from them, just for the same reason that maybe he will go ahead and praise his Avodah Zohar, that the Yisrael gives him chashivah, that he's borrowing something from them, or that the Yisrael lends something to them. Lahavosam v'lilvos mehem. So too, you cannot lend them money or borrow money from them. Leparan v'lipara mehem. You cannot pay them money that you owe them, and so too you cannot collect money that is owed to you from the guy before the religious holidays. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nifran Mehen Mipnei Shehu Meitolo. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to collect money that is owed to you by the guy before the religious holidays. The reason being is this is painful for the guy to have to pay back money, and we're not afraid that he will go ahead and praise his Avodah Zohar for paying back money. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Af al pi shemeitzer hu achshav, even though he is paying right now at the point that he pays back the money, sameach hu l'achazman, he will be glad if, after a little while, that the money is paid back and he no longer has his loan over his head. So therefore, you cannot collect the money in the days before the holidays, as maybe on the day of the religious holiday, he will be gladdened that the piron is no longer on his head, and he will go praise his Avodah Zohar on the religious holiday, so therefore it's usher according to the Tanna Kamma. Now that which is usher to collect money that is owed to you from a guy in the days before his religious holidays, that's only if you're collecting money that there is a star on it, that you have a contract that says that the guy owes you money. But if he owes you money, but you have no star, so there is a danger that you will never be able to collect this money. The Chachamim allow you to collect this money even in the days before the religious holidays, as if the guy is ready to pay you back. Now you better take it, as you may never get the money. Otherwise, the Chachamim allow you to collect the money in such a case.